B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Moore of the Rim Morning Show. Joining us is Mayor Vi Lyles. Good morning, Miss Mayor.
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
You and your
we are 34 minutes into the shelter at place. The shelter at home order.
Yes.
And I'm a mess. I'm a mess. My hair's a mess. Everything is different. This is just not working for me, Ms. Mayor.
Maybe.
Well, you know, it's got to work for you, because if it works for you, it's going to work for every other resident in our county. So you got to just step up.
Amen to that. And of course, we're just joking. But yeah, it is. We're 35 minutes into an unprecedented territory for you. Like, when you took office, this pandemic, I mean, how close to your mind are you thinking about something like this happening to our city?
As mayor, I think about our residents every day and all the people that are here, and I certainly didn't expect this. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, would we be at this point in time, I wouldn't have been able to imagine it. But we are here, and now we know that we have to be different and do things better and differently. You know, this is the time that we have to work together. The next 3 weeks are so essential, because we've got to flatten the curve of this virus. Charlotte is one of more than 12 cities in North Carolina with this proclamation of staying at home, social distancing, and making sure that we have people that will not gather with more than 10 people in any location. So we're a part of a group. I mean, our adjoining county of Cabarrus is doing this today. We're doing it this morning. So in a way, we're all just trying to combat something that we can't see, and we have to fight, and we have to fight together.
Ms. Mayor, I got to ask, how is the cleaning going on for the public transportation? Is this like a daily thing?
Oh, it's more than daily. It's actually more frequently. Every night, all of the rails and the rails cars and the buses are thoroughly cleaned, and then they're cleaned throughout intervals. And we are also instituting plexiglass to make sure that the driver has more safety considerations. It's important. People ask me, well, why are we still running the buses? Because we have to provide transportation for our healthcare workers. They are the backbone of this effort right now. I just saw something posted, and it said, you should stay at home so that we can stay in the hospital and help you. And so that's why transportation, our buses and our rail system, that's important for us to do. But we are cleaning, and we're following all of the CDC guidelines and the hospital systems. They have been so helpful in advising us on what to do. I have great appreciation for the two great systems that we have in our city.
Mayor Lyles on the phone. And Mayor Lyles, we have a live chat going on Facebook right now, and some people have some questions. Frank in our live chat wants to know if Uber and Lyft will still be running for people who don't have cars and need to get to appointments with their doctors or to the grocery stores.
And we consider transportation to be an essential service. Just as you said, not everybody in the city has a car. And because we're trying to make sure that people stay at home, we've asked people not to visit family just for a social visit. But going to the grocery store, if you need something and your family drops it off at your house, they should do that. Or call Uber or Lyft. I think the idea of having transportation is essential to us being able to keep people in their homes.
And so they will still be running.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes.
And Mayor Lyles, I think what you just brought up was a great point. It's something that we've been talking about here this week in particular. Like, the stay-at-home order in Mecklenburg County and soon to be Cabarrus, and I'm sure the other counties will follow too. Although the list is large of things that you still can do, go out, get gas, take out food, maybe let's be smart about it, like we've been saying, Mayor, and just maybe one person in the household goes shopping. Maybe one person goes to pick up the food and everybody else stays put. Do you agree?
I agree. You know, I just read something that common sense isn't so common anymore. Well, we're bringing that back. We're going to make common sense common sense. So if you have someone that's a neighbor, or especially for our most vulnerable population of seniors or people with underlying health conditions, just make a phone call, ask them what they need, drop it off at their home, tell them it's there, and let them come out and get it so that they can be protected from this.
What's the plan with the RNC? I know the RNC is the big event that the city's going to have come August. I'm sure you guys are in conversation with the RNC. Is that ultimately going to be our call, or is that the RNC's call on whether or not that event happens?
You know, big events like that, conventions, it's not just the RNC. It's the DNC. It's all the conventions that we've had. The first and foremost priority is to keep people safe. So what we're going to do is whatever the guidelines are, the regulations that we're under at the time, we're going to follow those. I believe that everyone has to do their part. And whatever the rules are, if we're still in this situation where we're asking people to stay at home, then we're going to do that. And so looking at the 1 in 9 people in this city are employed in the hospitality industry. And most of those folks are now unemployed. I just heard the national news that 3 million people were unemployed as of today across this country. So I don't know what our recovery plan will be, because we've got to get through the crisis to begin recovery. But whatever it is, everyone will follow that.
Well, Mayor Vilels, thank you so much for joining us here on the Mania Wire the Rim Morning Show and talking about what the city's doing in response to COVID-19 and about the shelter-at-home order, which has now been 41 minutes in effect. We can't
All right, stay home, stay
on.
Healthy.
Yeah, and Ms. Mayor, is it Mrs. Mayor or Miss Mayor?
It's mayor. That's how about that?
That's mayor. Mayor. Okay. Two things before we get you off. A, when we get through this, and we will as a city get through this, we all know that. All fly, as the Hornets say, and keep pounding, as the Panthers say, are going to be our themes for this. We want you to come on and play Can't Beat Loren in pop culture trivia, okay? That's going to be something that's going to happen. And then two.
Thank you for making me smile this morning.
You got it. Two.
That one.
Don't touch your face. Wash your hands, Mayor. We're all trying to do that. And even you have to practice that. We cannot have you get sick.
That's true. And I'm at home this morning making phone calls. I have a family here with grandchildren. I FaceTime with them on a regular basis, but I am not going to go out and spread any kind of possibility of having people get sick because of me.
Great.
Very good. Leading by example. Thank you so much, Mayor, for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
Good information there from the mayor. And you just love hearing someone who's very confident in her answers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You love hearing someone who says, hey, listen, the RNC, we're thinking about it, but August could be an entirely different story. And quite honestly, what she said, 1 in 9 in people that live in the county are in the hospitality business, which means they're out of work. We've got to stay home so that what we do today affects months later. And if we want to get out of this and get 3 million people across the country back to work and get back into the restaurants and stuff, like, do it today. Stay at home. Let's give 3 weeks to flatten that curve, and then we'll see what's what.
I agree.
Thank you. Well, then maybe you should vote me for mayor.
Oh, well, you better watch out, Lyles. Maney's coming for you.
Don't worry. I think you're okay.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.